بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. This is part 6 on the concise admonition by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. And we have reached the point where Shaykh al-Islam is talking about the causes which are legally proven to expiate sins and neutralize their punishments by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we covered the tawbah, the first one, and the second is al-istighfar. The second is al-istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We covered this, and we have covered the differences between tawbah and between the istighfar. Now, as to what constitutes the the best and highest form of istighfar statement is to follow the following etiquette. The first one is, the slave starts by praising Allah before asking forgiveness. Starts by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, follows by confessing his dhanb, his sin. Second, follows by confessing his sin. So first, praising Allah before asking forgiveness. Second, confessing one's sins. Then thirdly, asks the maghfirah from Allah, asks the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As in the hadith of Shaddad bin Aws in Sahih al-Bukhari, from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, saying, the Sayyidul Istighfar, the highest and best of istighfar, is to say, and for the slave to say, Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa ant. O Allah, you are my Rabb, my Lord, la ilaha illa ant. None has the right to be worshipped but you. Khalaqtani wa ana abduk. You created me and I am your slave. Wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dik. And I am on your covenant and promise. Mastata, as much as I am able. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'at. I seek refuge in you from the evil of what I have committed. Abu'u laka bi ni'matika alay. I confess your ni'mah, your blessing and your favors upon me. Wa abu'u bi dhanbi. And I confess my sin. Faghfir li. Forgive me. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتْ. None forgives sin except you. You see, therefore, in this dua, which is the best for istighfar, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning, then confessing the sins, and thirdly, asking forgiveness. There are other formulas or statements for istighfar other than this one. From them is the following, and this is reported in Bukhari and Muslim. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. O Allah, I have indeed oppressed my soul excessively. وَلَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. And none can forgive sin except you. فَغْفِرْ لِي مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِكَ. So forgive me a forgiveness from yourself. وَارْحَمْنِي. And have mercy upon me. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily you are the most forgiving, most merciful. This came, this statement in this format came in Sahih al-Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim by the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Or another way to say it, and it is good that the believer makes diversify the ways of istighfar so that he can accommodate the sunnah from all of its angles and be following the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in his ways. It is the third one to say astaghfirullah al-hayy al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. I seek forgiveness from Allah the ever-living al-qayyum, the one who subdues and runs the affairs of everything. Wa atubu ilayh, and I seek him in repentance. And from this is Allahumma ighfir lana, O Allah forgive us. Warhamna, have mercy upon us. Watub alayna, and offer us repentance. Have repentance upon us. Innaka anta tawwabur rahim, verily you are the one who is of repenting, accepting the repentance, and Ar-Rahim, the most merciful, and the one who offers repentance. And he is the one, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who enables the person for repentance. Also Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, reported, we used to count for the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam fil majlis al-wahid, in the same place, in the same majlis, in the same place, sitting 100 times, making istighfar, saying Rabbi ighfir li wa tub alay innaka anta at-tawwab ar-rahim. O Allah, forgive me and have repentance upon me. Innaka anta at-tawwab ar-rahim. Another form is to say astaghfirullah. Another form is to say astaghfirullah. Or to say Rabbi ighfir li, or Rabbi ighfir li, O Allah forgive me. From the merits of istighfar, number one, أنه طاعة لله عز وجل. طاعة لله, this is obedience to Allah. And it is a cause for forgiveness of sin. Second, for sending the rain. Third, wealth and children, and attaining the gardens of bliss. قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this all in Surah Nuh, in chapter Nuh, verses 10 to 13, in Surah Nuh 71. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Ask forgiveness from your Lord. Verily, He is oft forgiving. He will send rain to you in abundance and give you increase in wealth and children and bestow on you gardens and bestow on you rivers. And all of this is from His blessings, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Six, increase in strength. Increase in strength. As in Surah Hud 11:52, قال الله تعالى وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَى قُوَّتِكُمْ وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَى قُوَّتِكُمْ. O my people, ask forgiveness of your Lord and then repent to Him. He will send you from the sky abundant rain and add strength to your strength. add strength to your strength. So don't turn away as مجرمين, criminals, disbelievers, deniers, and so forth. Also we read in Surah Hud, the same chapter, let's have three, the same 11:3. قال الله تعالى يمتعكم متاعا حسنا إلى أجل مسمى. So there is the number 7 here. He may grant you good enjoyment. Number 7, grant you good enjoyment. Seek the forgiveness of your Lord and turn to Him in repentance, that He may what? Grant you good enjoyment. This is number 7. From the merits of dua, istighfar. From dua, istighfar. So, granting good enjoyment. This is number 7. Number 8, warding off calamities. Number 8, warding off calamities. دفعُ البلاء. دفعُ البلاء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in 8:33, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And Allah would not punish them while you, O Muhammad, are amongst them, nor will He punish them while they seek forgiveness. Nor will punish them while they seek forgiveness. 9. Attaining mercy. Attaining mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah An-Naml, قال الله تعالى لولا تستغفرون الله لعلكم ترحمون. لولا تستغفرون الله لعلكم ترحمون. سورة النمل 27 verse 46. لولا تستغفرون الله لعلكم ترحمون. And he said, O my people, why do you seek to hasten the evil torment before the good? Meaning Allah's mercy. Why seek you not the forgiveness of Allah that you may receive mercy? Why seek not the forgiveness of Allah that you may see mercy? This is the point of evidence. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her and her father, said, طوبى لمن وجد في صحيفته استغفارا كثيرا. Blessed is the one who finds in his record abundant istighfar. Abundant istighfar. And one of the righteous predecessors by the name of Abu al-Minhal, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy upon him, said, مَا جَاوَرَ عَبْدٌ فِي قَبْرِهِ مِنْ جَارٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ إِسْتِغْفَارٍ كَثِيرٍ. No one will have a beloved neighbor next to him in his grave better than abundant istighfar. But better than abundant istighfar. And Qatada rahimahullah said, إن هذا القرآن يدلكم على دائكم ودوائكم فأما داؤكم فالذنوب وأما دواؤكم فالاستغفار. This Quran informs you of your illness and of your healing and of your cure. As to your disease or your illness is sins. As to the your cure is al-istighfar, seeking forgiveness. Now, the third, then Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah moved to the third cause for the expiations and for the neutralization of the punishments of sins, and this is the third one. الأعمال الصالحة المكفرة. The righteous expiating sins. The righteous deeds expiating sins. So we can put it simply, the righteous deeds. The righteous deeds. See, these are from the impediments. This is from the impediments regarding the execution of the threat, and through which what is entailed by sins is removed. And this is al-a'mal as-salihah, al-mukaffira, the expiating righteous deeds. In some of his books, Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah refers to this as al-hasanat al-mahiyah, al-hasanat al-mahiyah, the good wiping deeds, meaning the good deeds that wipe off sins, by which sins are wiped off. And the righteous deeds are the legal actions done by the legally responsible as means of nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, righteous. And al-mukaffira, meaning expiating. And this is derived from kaffara. It is derived from kaffara in Arabic. And the origin of it is kafar. The origin of it is kafar. Wal-kufru fi al-lughati satru al-shay. And the kufr linguistically means covering something. And the night, al-layl, the night, summi al-layl bil-kafir. The night is given the name al-kafir لسطره الأشخاص, because it covers people. And the farmer, الزارع, summi kafiran, is called kafir linguistically, لسطره البذرة في الأرض, because he covers the seeds in the earth. And al-kaffara, therefore, that which covers the sin. This is what it means, covers the sin. And from that is, the kaffara, for example, is that concerning the oath. When makes an oath and cannot fulfill, then he has to expiate. So this is from the, what is the meaning of mukaffira, expiating, and how it is derived. So therefore, this is the third impediment. Al-a'mal as-salihah, the righteous deeds. And these are of two major types. They are of two major types. Either particular or special. Particular or special or general. The righteous deeds, the expiating ones, which will expiate the sin, are, he said, rahimahullah, إما الكفارات المقدرة determined, specific, particular, as those related to having, for example, sexual intercourse in Ramadan with the wife, there is an expiation. Like Al-Mudahir, as in Surah Al-Mujadila 58, saying of a husband to his wife, like, you are to me like the back of my mother, meaning unlawful for me to approach. Like Al-Mudahir, the one who says to his wife, you are like the back of my mother, unlawful for me to approach. He must expiate. This is in Surah Al-Mujadila. Just the point, we don't need the verse. المرتكب لبعض محظورات الحج. For example, the one who indulges in some of the prohibited acts in Hajj, which we discussed tonight. Or the one who abandons some of the wajibat of Hajj, obligatory acts of Hajj. Or the one who kills the game in Hajj. These have expiators. Each has an expiating action to it. That's what Sheikh al-Islam is meaning by al-kaffarat al-muqaddara, the determined with measured extent. There is a kaffara. For each one of these actions, there is a kaffara. There is an expiator, specifically and legally determined, or expiating action. It means a specific form of compensation for what has been committed in order to expiate the sins and their consequences. As to the types of these particular expiations, their kinds are centered on four kinds or types. They are hadi, the offerings from the sacrificial animals, offerings, atq, freeing slave. Third, sadaqa, charity. And fourth, siyam. These are the types of these kaffarat, these expiating deeds. They revolve around these four: either hadi, or freeing a slave, or charity, or fasting. And either one, depending on the action. What is the hadi? The hadi is the offering of the sacrifice to the sacred house. And this covers camels, cows, sheep, and goat, which we discussed tonight in the class of Hajj. قال الله تعالى, in this respect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, 2:196 in Surah Al-Baqarah, فَإِنْ أُحْصِرْتُمْ فَمَا اسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْهَدِي. And perform properly all the ceremonies according to the Prophet ﷺ for the Hajj and Umrah for Allah. But if you are prevented from completing them, sacrifice a hadi, animal, sheep, cow, etc. So there is one. And then another said, he had yam baligh al-Kaaba, reaching the Kaaba. Now, as to the atq, the second, as to the atq, is to free a slave for an action that is specifically as an expiation. As to the sadaqah, this is what a person gives from his wealth. And the sadaqah could be wajib as zakah, and could be recommendable as optional. And it could be kaffara. It could be kaffara, an expiating deed. And as with respect to the fasting, this is known. These are the particular kaffarat. These are the particular kaffarat. Now, وَأَمَّا الْكَفَّارَاتُ الْمُطْلَقَةِ. Then Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah continued saying, وَأَمَّا الْكَفَّارَاتُ الْمُطْلَقَةِ. As to the general kaffarat, this is like, he said, كَمَا قَالَ حُذَيْفَ لِعُمَرَ as Hudhayfa told Umar, may Allah be pleased with all of them, fitnatu rajuli fi ahlihi wa malihi wa waladihi, the fitna of the person in his household, his wealth, his children, tukaffiruha as-salah, is expiated by salah and siyam and sadaqah, and enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong. What is the meaning of fitnatu rajuli fi ahlihi? What is the meaning of the fitna of the man in his household, etc.? Means him being busy with their affairs. Him being busy with their affairs that may preclude him from obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or takes away from his commitment to the obedience if he becomes so busy with their affairs. Then there is expiation for that. The expiation comes in the form of salah, siyam, sadaqah, enjoining what is right, forbidding what is wrong. This is from the general kafarat. And the evidence for this also is in the Quran, as concerning the salah, in general, 11114. And this is where Shaykh al-Islam cited, rahimahullah, in some other of his books when he mentioned this matter. These are the general good deeds which wipe sin, and he cited the following verse in Surah Hud 114: وأقم الصلاة طرفي الليل وزلفا من الليل وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات. And perform salah at the two ends of the day and in some hours of the night. Verily, the good deeds remove the evil deeds. And also the saying of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام: إن الصلوات الخمس والجمعة إلى الجمعة ورمضان إلى رمضان مكفرات لما بينهن إذا اجتنبت الكبائر. The five daily prayers, the period between them, and from Jum'ah to Jum'ah and Ramadan to Ramadan, are expiators for what's between them if the major sins are avoided. The hadith which we cited earlier, fitnatu rajuli fi ahlihi wa malihi wa waladihi tukaffiruha as-salatu wa as-siyamu wa as-sadaqa wa al-amru bil-ma'ruf wa an-nahy 'an al-munkar. The busying of oneself in his household affairs and his wealth in ways compromising his obedience to Allah is expiated by salah, siyam, sadaqa, and enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong. And freeing the slave also. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أعتق رقبة مؤمنة أعتق الله بكل عضو منها عضوا منه من النار حتى فرجه بفرجه. If somebody monuments a Muslim slave, Allah will save from the fire every part of this body for freeing the corresponding parts of the slave's body, even his private parts will be saved from the fire because of freeing the slave private parts. And citing the evidence also of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, الصدقة تطفئ الخطيئة كما يطفئ الماء النار. صدقة, charity, extinguishes sin just as water extinguishes fire. والحسد يأكل الحسنات كما تأكل النار الحطب. And envy eats up and takes away the good deeds as the fire eats up and takes away and burns the wood. So from this we know the salah, the siyam, the sadaqah, enjoining what is right, forbidding what is wrong, all of these are evident from the proofs of the Quran and the hadith al-sahihah. Salawat, for example, the five daily prayers, the Jum'ah to Jum'ah, Siyam, Hajj as well, Al-Hajj al-Mabrur, and all the deeds, he said, all the deeds which, if mentioned in the following format, whoever says such and such and does such and such, then he will be forgiven. So these are included under these general expiations. Does the good deeds and the righteous actions. Expiate the minor sins or the major sins. Two opinions on this. One opinion is that it only expiates the minor sins. And as to the major sins, they require tawbah. This is the first opinion. It only expiates the minor sins, and as to the major sins, they require tawbah. They require repentance. And this is reported from a group of the Salaf, rahimahumullah. And even it is the majority of the scholars' opinion that the kabair la tukaffaru illa بالتوبة. يعني الكبائر لا تكفر بدون التوبة. Without توبة the major sins are not forgiven or expiated. Because توبة is obligatory, mandatory on the slaves. شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله ابن تيمية on the other hand is with the opinion that الحسنات الماحية تكفر الكبائر بدون التوبة, that the good deeds which wipe the sins, which remove the sins, wipe as well the major sins without the توبة, without the need for توبة. And he discussed this matter thoroughly, rahimahullah. And from the things he discussed supporting his view is that the condition in the hadith that came, the salah to the salah and the jum'ah to jum'ah and fasting Ramadan to Ramadan expiates sins as long as major sins are not committed, he said that this came regarding the obligatory matters, regarding the farida. Because Allah stated in Surah An-Nisa in 4:31, إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. If you avoid the great sins which you are forbidden to do, we shall remit you your small sins, your sins, and admit you to noble entrance. He said, doing the fara'id, the salah, siyam, and jumu'ah, and these fara'id, with the relinquishing of major sins, necessitates the takfir of the sayyat, the remittance of sins. He said then, أَمَّا الْأَعْمَالُ الزَّائِدَ مِنَ التَّطَوَّعَاتِ as far as to additional acts of worship, فَلَا بُدَّ أَن يَكُونَ لَهَا ثَوَابٌ آخَرٌ. It's inevitable that it should have another reward. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Zalzala 7-8, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. So whoever does good equal to the weight of a small ant shall see it, and whoever does evil equal to the weight of a small ant shall see it. This is one element. He said the other element is supporting his view that it came explicit in many hadiths that forgiveness goes place with major sins, as in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, غفر له وإن كان فر من الزحف, غفر له وإن كان فر من الزحف. يعني one seeking forgiveness will be forgiven even if he runs away from the meeting of the enemy in the battlefield, although this is a major sin, it's one of the major sins, as in the hadith also of the freeing of the slave, which we mentioned earlier, where أعتق عنه بكل عضو عضو من النار. من أعتق رقبة مؤمنة. Somebody monuments a Muslim slave, Allah will save from the fire every part of his. Every part of his. And in the Sahihain also, وَإِنْ زَنَى وَإِنْ سَرَقْ, even if he commits theft and adultery. So these are the two major opinions here. It remains to be mentioned that as Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah that the righteous deeds differ in terms of their merits and entrenchment in the person's belief, because the righteous deeds excel in their strength in accordance with matters that are related to the manifestation of the iman in the heart. And so the expiation of sins is in accordance with this degree of firmness of faith. Because there is no doubt that major sins and sins in general weakens the heart and stands an impediment in its way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on this way of travel to Allah. And therefore, even righteous, it could be weak, unable to stand the major ones, and unable to expiate it. And he, rahimahullah, Ibn Qayyim, mentioned that the excellence of the deeds with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depends in their strength as to what is there in the heart from iman, from ikhlas and mahabba, from faith, sincerity and love, and what's related to that. These, if it is really firm, if these matters are really firm in the heart, they are the ones that can stand to expiate the sins. And the lesser with the lesser. This brings the end to discussion regarding the kaffarat, the righteous deeds standing as impediment to the threat and to the consequences of the sins. We continue inshallah the discussion on the concise admonition tomorrow inshallah ta'ala. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.